The school at that time wasn't really a very great place to be, you know.
How so?
Well, because the teacher, understandably, having to run all the classes in one, had to rule with the rod of iron. And the belt was out every day, practically. Right. I don't remember very many days it wasn't out anyway. Which was a good laugh if it was the you that was getting it, but it was somebody else that was quite comical. Mm-hmm. And one coal fire at the end of the room, and the rest of the room really, the older kids, they were at the back, and it was freezing, you know. You were well away from the, and there was a lot of really horrendous winters during the war years. There certainly, 1947 was the worst. They didn't have the sophisticated equipment for clearing like they do now, but nevertheless, I think it would even have swamped the modern equipment as well. It was really bad.
So being in school wasn't could be quite.
We all hated the school. Scary. We hated the school. Oh, I did anyway. Yeah. Nearly everybody did. I can remember, but we had to carry gas masks to the school in the wartime. You know, you had a wee gas mask and a wee sort of it looked like cardboard box, but
satchel.
You carried that with your school bag. Eh? Mm. You would get that as well. Eh?
Yeah, I
did. We were the generation at school.
Carried over your shoulder.
And you had this, and you got gas mask drill, you know, nearly every day, where you had to put this gas mask on. And of course, when the gas mask was on, the visor steamed up, and you couldn't see. And accompanied by a lot of rude noises, I might add, and the teacher would, who did that, and going about looking, and all the kids were there with this mask on, you know.
It's quite bizarre.
Oh, aye.
So, did you feel that you, that you got a decent education, or did you not like? Was that an aspect of it that you didn't like?
You were taught to read and write.
Okay.
Very quickly. Mm-hmm. Very quickly. Everybody was taught to read in the first term, or else she would know the reason why. You know, but you only ever got reading, writing, and arithmetic. You got geography and history. And the class was taken out. She would call for she would name somebody who was maybe the brightest in that class, and you were taken out, and you stood in a semicircle around her, and she would give you, that's when you had your geography books, and you had to read the geography, and she would write things on the board and occasionally give you these old geographical magazines. You ever seen them?
What, like National
yellow coloured
National Geographic?
National Geographic. She had a great pile of them from the 30s, 20s, 30s, and they were dished it, and you were, you know, people from other lands and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
Where the British Empire ruled everybody at that time.
Yeah.
The names of the countries were all different, you know. When it was Sri Lanka, it was Ceylon and Rhodesia and Tanganyika, and, you know, that was the names we were taught. I think she had been, when she was a student, maybe at teacher's training college or something, and her mother had taken her, just the two of them. She and the mother would be the chaperone on a cruise liner.
All right.
And she would, because she had first hand knowledge of some of the countries in the Med, you know, in the Mediterranean. She had been there.
Okay.
Which was unusual at that time. No many folk had, you know. And she had been there. So she was able to elaborate on some things, you know, to us.
Okay.
Who had never been any place.